This morning when I woke up, I got a text from somebody. Any idea who?
Would that be me?
That would be you.
Okay.
And you said, and I quote, "I got some feedback from everybody. They're loving the show. They're watching it on Twitch."
Right.
One of my friends said it froze up on him. So I'm not sure if it's Twitch, Zoom, or on his end. Any ideas? So when we did our syndicated show, the thing that drove me insane, drove both of us insane, is we're on 140 stations.
180.
And we would get a call from Yuma, Arizona, and say, one thing screwed up. Okay. And then we would say, nobody else complained.
Right.
You know, it wasn't, and I, it was so, we got into the point of he said, she said, when it came to us versus all of the radio stations.
Right.
All the radio stations never did anything wrong. It was always our fault.
Always us, right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we fought that the whole time. So now I kind of giggled to myself when I saw your text, and I said, it's like that all over again. Now that we're
I'm afraid to say to my friend, idiot, that's on your end. I don't know what's going on in New Jersey or whatever the hell you are listening to us. Like,
but you can go on Twitch and watch the whole thing on Twitch. And it's
uncut.
He was watching
us on Twitch.
But it's uncut. It's uncut on Twitch. Okay. So at any point you can go back and look at the tape and go, no, it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So he'll see when he goes back and sees,
or when you go back and see it, when he calls you up and said it screwed up last night at 15 minutes into the show, you can go back and look at it and go, no,
it didn't.
Yeah,
that'll be on your end, hon.
Exactly. So
on your end, sir.
It just brought all that back to me because we were on the phone with Susan Stevens every day.
Right.
Talking about
our lady. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some issue that we had going on at some station.
Right. That's some little tiny station in the middle of nowhere. And they would have like a big snowstorm and be like, I don't know. They had some problems getting the show, you guys.
You weren't on last night. Well, 179 other stations didn't have a problem.
Trust me, we were on last night.
Yeah, and I'll be the first one to say, I screwed up. If I screwed up, it's like last night we took calls. The calls were messed up. That was on me.
Right.
You know, because we're trying to do something different here that we've never done before. But yeah, I just, at 6:30 in the morning, I just had to giggle to myself going, here it is all over again.
Right. You know, I forgot about, and I wanted to say that to him, but I was so grateful that he was listening and so grateful that he's, you know, like following us and our friend, and he's always been a good, true blue kind of friend. I didn't want to be like, it's on your end, dude.
Right.
But I guess I should, you know, I'm not going to tippy toe around people. You know, I always think back to like John Heffron. Is that his name? The comic John Heffron.
Mm-hmm.
He had this really great joke that I always think about. He's like, the problem is when women talk to men, they're always like, listen, I think it might have been, maybe it was you, I'm not quite sure, like I don't want to do anything here that's gonna upset anybody, but like it was
maybe you?
He's like, you gotta learn how to talk to men the way our roommates do the dishes, dick. And walk out. That's
figure it out.
So, you know, it's the screw up is on your end, dick.
Figure it out.
Not my problem.
It's like
your Wi-Fi, your internet, figure it out.
It's like we were at a station and I was driving around Sunday morning and the station was off the air. So,
oh, right.
You know, and I was, I don't know, 3 miles from the station. And I turned the radio station on to listen to it and went shh the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, maybe I should call the boss.
Right.
Called the boss and said, hey, by the way, you should check the station because it's off the air. And then he sent me a message and said, no, the engineer says everything's fine. Okay.
Must be my radio.
I'm 3 miles from the station. I don't know why. Yeah, we're off the air. You can listen. You know what? Go out to your car and turn it on and figure it out
figure it out
for yourself why we're not on the air.
But don't you remember we used to drive up and we would lose the station in the parking lot? So don't tell him to go out to the parking lot to listen, because it doesn't work there either.
Yeah, the station barely had enough power to make it out of the parking lot. So one time our ratings doubled, and I thought it was because the neighbor next door got married. We could open up the windows to the studio and more people would hear it than actually on the radio station. You mean they can't hear the station in the whole town? No? Really?
Well, don't you remember they didn't listen to the station at the station? You walked in and they were playing MTV. But you remember? They were playing old videos from MTV. The actual radio station wasn't playing its own radio station.
But one text from you brings all that nightmare back.
That's true.
It just brings it just crashing back. Somebody said, "Oh, God. I would know because I just watched the whole show and nothing was wrong.
Right. And me too. I watched the whole thing and then I listened to it and nothing was wrong.
Nothing. It was almost perfect. So,
fix your internet, Dick.
Figured out.
It is PTSD.
Right. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to traumatize you. I was just, I didn't know. I just wanted to make sure because it's not like we have thousands of people listening yet. I mean, we just started. So, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm just getting feedback. And that was just one of the feedbacks that we got.
And I appreciate that. And the more people that we're going to have listening, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, so, that's true.
So if they can go back and watch it afterwards and it's fine, then it probably is on their end. And dude, if you're paying $29.95 for internet, it's probably you.
Yeah, right.
So, but if it isn't, you know what? I'll fix it on my end and make sure everything's fine. But yeah, just keep bugging Cooper.
Because that's my job, right.
And she'll get me the information as quickly as possible.